We want to welcome you back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
Over time, the church in America has become less significant in our society than ever before. The result has been a spiritual and moral decline into depths of moral depravity that we could have never dreamed possible just a few short years ago. It is clear to most sincere believers that the church is no longer leading in our culture, in our legislation, in our politics. It is clear the church is not a guiding light to our nation as we once were. We believe that it is because where we were once a praying church, now we are almost completely a prayerless church. Years ago, most churches in our nation had at least a midweek prayer service with the whole congregation. But now, if there is a call for prayer, sadly few attend. Recently, a pastor who pastors a church of over 500 members called for a corporate prayer service, and only 3 people were in attendance. Over the years, we have had people attend America Pray Now prayer meetings that have told us that they have been Christians for many years, but they do not know how to pray. They have told us they do not know how to pray because their church does not pray. It is vital that we become a praying people again. It is vital that we become a praying church again. Throughout history, revivals, great awakenings, and miraculous things have happened when God's people have prayed. For example, back in 1970, 6 college students at Asbury College in Kentucky would gather together to pray for a revival for their college, and it happened. And that revival, that great awakening, affected the whole country. We see how important prayer really is in the book of Revelation, chapter 8. I want to read a few verses to you. Revelation chapter 8, verses 3-5 says, "Then an angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake." The prayers of the saints, reaching to the very heaven of heavens, moves God to show his power on earth. It says in Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, that the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders around the throne each have a harp and a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. That incense is offered on the altar before the Lord, and it moves his heart to respond to his people on earth, to come to their aid and to bless them. Our prayers move God's heart. And our prayers are crucial, because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. As Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 tells us, we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we are warring against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. We are fighting a spiritual war. It is a spiritual war between light and darkness. And prayer will determine the outcome of this war. Prayers for our cities, prayers for our state, prayers for our nation are not ignored. They move God's heart. In response, he sends forth his light that expels darkness. In response to our prayers, he sends forth his angels to fight against the angels of darkness. We see an example of that when Daniel prayed in Babylon, and he moved God's heart to respond, and God sent forth Michael to fight against the prince of the kingdom of Persia, who was a ruler of darkness in heavenly places. Our prayers are powerful. They move heaven to respond to advance the kingdom of God on earth. In John chapter 14, verse 14, Jesus said, "If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it." So does that mean that every prayer that we pray saying in the name of Jesus is going to be answered? No. James tells us in chapter 4, verse 3, he said, "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts." There are prayers that are not answered for that reason, but every prayer that is prayed in sincerity, asking the Lord for things that will further his kingdom on earth, are prayers that are his will and will be answered. D.L. Moody, in one of his great gospel campaigns in Chicago, asked those who helped him to join him in prayer for $6,000 and to ask that it might be sent at once. They prayed long and earnestly, and before they rose from their knees, a telegram was brought in. It was in such words as this. It said, "Your friends at Northfield had a feeling that you needed money for your work in Chicago. We have taken up a collection, and there's $6,000 in the baskets." Mr. Moody asked and received what he asked for, because what he was asking for in prayer was to further the kingdom of God on earth. If we were to pray and ask for $6,000, would that prayer be answered? Is it possible that it would not be answered if we were asking for it so that we could buy a new car for ourselves? But maybe it would be answered if we were asking for it to further the kingdom of God on earth. When we pray and ask for things that bring glory to God, and we ask for things that will further his kingdom on earth, we can believe and expect to receive them. Our prayers will rise before the throne as incense and move God's heart to work on earth. We can pray believing that when we ask him to send forth his light to expel the darkness, it will happen. We can pray with faith, believing that what we ask for in his name will be accomplished. His kingdom will be advanced through the prayers of his people. Our prayers are powerful. They move heaven to respond to advance the kingdom of God on earth. That is why it is vital that we become a praying people again, that we become a praying church again.
Thank you for joining us today on the America Pray Now podcast. We hope that this podcast has been a blessing to your life. Until next time, may God bless you.